congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of worship of matins printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
O come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouths of babies and infants,
you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars which you have set in place,
what is man that you are mindful of him?
And the son of man that you care for him?
Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings
and crowned him with glory and honor.
You have given him dominion over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under his feet,
all sheep and oxen,
and also the beasts of the field,
the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea,
whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord,
How majestic is your name in all the earth.
Amen. You may be seated. Our first reading is from Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there was no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master workman. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 14. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the gospel reading. The Jews answered Jesus, Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
We confess our faith using the words of the Athanasian Creed. It is written on the inside of the yellow bulletin insert. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith.
Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will, without doubt, perish eternally.
And the Catholic faith is this:
that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance.
For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three Lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord,
so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords.
The Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And in this Trinity, none is before or after another. None is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped.
Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man.
He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages.
And he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age. Perfect God and perfect man,
composed of a rational soul and human flesh. Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether,
not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds.
And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
Congregation may be seated.
Holy, holy.
For the sermon this morning, we will focus and meditate on Jesus' words and teachings from John chapter 8. I read a few of those verses again, 49, 50, and 51. Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God's truth does not make sense to the world. And God's truth may even seem evil to a sinful world, to a sinful way of thinking. God's truth is lost, his teaching. We heard here in John chapter 8 that Jesus was accused of having a demon, of being demon-possessed. He was accused of being utterly evil and speaking evil. He was not understood. Later on in the reading, basically, he said, "If Abraham was hearing me today, he would know what I was saying. But you are not children of Abraham." When we read through that Athanasian Creed, it may be very hard to understand. Parts of it we can understand and see it, and longtime Christians can say, "I understand three persons in the Trinity, but one God." But it challenges us, doesn't it, when we hear this Athanasian Creed? For instance, when we read, "The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal." And yet, there are not three eternals, but one eternal. Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. Somebody who does not have faith in Christ and in God's word, they might hear this creed and say to us, "What are you saying? What are you saying that there's three persons, but you only believe in one God? Did you do math in first and second grade? You must be crazy. You mean you would die for this faith? You're just crazy." And some might say we're even demon-possessed when we hold to God's word. The Athanasian Creed expresses the Trinity and unity in Trinity in a certain way, trying to build up another way, again, how to understand what the Bible teaches us. The Nicene Creed, which we confess very often, almost every Communion Sunday, was written several hundred years before this. And the early Apostles' Creed, about 200 years before that. So these creeds stand and confess what we believe the Word of God says. And even though this creed, the Athanasian Creed, is we just traditionally say it once a year, this is part of the Lutheran confessions. The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed. And also we confess that this is a belief that is held by all Christians everywhere. When it said the Catholic faith in this creed, it did not mean like Roman Catholic, because sometimes we just say Catholic, and we say we're meaning the Roman Catholic Church. But this creed, when it says Catholic, means universal. This is what all Christians believe about the Trinity. We hold fast to that. So people might hear us saying and say, "You are crazy. How can you believe that?" I want to read a passage out of John 10, just a few verses, 27 through 30. And listen carefully, not only as a Christian, but think how a non-Christian, somebody who doesn't believe these words, might think about these words that Jesus says from John 10. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." What are you Christians crazy? You believe what Jesus says there? When did you hear Jesus' voice? You know him? Tell me, how do you follow Jesus? He gives you eternal life. You're not going to die. You won't perish. And no one will snatch you out of God's hand. And then you Christians, let me ask you this. Jesus says that no one, he is greater than Jesus. My Father who has given them all is greater than all. And yet Jesus says in these words, Christian, that I and the Father are one. You believe that? Don't think the Athanasian Creed is hard to understand past the Scriptures themselves. The Scriptures themselves, Jesus' own words, are hard to understand. Jesus says right here that he and the Father are distinct, for he gives the sheep to Jesus. And yet he says he and the Father are one. How does that work? That is what the Athanasian Creed is trying to express. Jesus' own words. The makeup, the description of what our God is hard to express. We have several creeds that do it. And it's hard to understand logically. But it is not impossible to believe and to hold to. And that is what Peter's sermon on that Pentecost was about. You see, David died. And yet he said, "Your Holy One will not see corruption." Well, Peter said this isn't about David. It's about this Jesus, whom is risen from the dead. How can that be? How could he rose from the dead? Peter says, "We are witnesses. This is true. It's hard to understand, but believe it's true." Jesus said in our reading, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." His word, we hold to it. His teachings, even when it's illogical, even if the world says you're crazy, even if the world would persecute us for his word, we believe that we will never see true death. Our bodies will die, yes, but we will go to heaven, and one day Jesus will return and raise our bodies as well. And the world may say to us, "You're crazy. I see that you have a cemetery, and I see that the Muslims have a cemetery, and I see the non-Christians have a cemetery. I see they're all dead." But we say, "But our Lord Jesus Christ has called me by the gospel and has created faith in me, and I know that he is alive, and I have life in him. I truly, actually, never cease to exist. I'm always with him, and one day he will raise my body, soul, and body together again." At the end of the Athanasian Creed, it said, this is the Catholic, or, as I said, universal faith. "Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved." That is exactly what Jesus said. Jesus said, "If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The opposite of that, if you don't keep my word, if you don't hold to it, if you don't believe it, you will see death. In Christ's word, in his teaching, is life. For in his word, we have that word of forgiveness. We have that word that Satan is defeated. We have that word, like in the reading, no one can snatch us out of our Father's hand. We have that word that Jesus said, "I go and prepare a place for you, and where I am, I will bring you there." We have that word that Jesus gave to the disciples when he rose from the dead, "Whoever sins, you forgive, they are forgiven." We say forgiveness to one another, and that is forgiven in heaven, period. And we have peace with God. The world doesn't have that. This is by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit, which anybody can have. And God wants to give to all. This is the faith, Jesus says, cling to it. Hold to it. In my word, you will never die. Jesus gives us true life. No matter what is happening in our life, here and there, we have life in Jesus, not death. That is his clear promise. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have called us to be your sons and daughters. We give you thanks that you have given us faith, trust, belief in the words of Jesus and in the words of the prophets and apostles. Keep us in this true faith. Keep us encouraged no matter what, day to day, knowing that we are in your word. You are our God, and we have life everlasting. And even when these bodies die one day, we do not truly die, but we rest in you, waiting for Jesus to bring the resurrection of the dead. In his holy name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the hymn, "All Glory Be to God Alone," and on the last verse of that, the offering can be brought forwards. At this time, I ask the elder Jeff Federke and the four people going to the HARP short mission this week, Taylor, Lynn, and Deborah, and Eric to come forwards. Bring your bulletin with you. The four people can line up here, right in front of the very first step here. And the elder and I will be on this step up here. Of course, my plan was to be down here with you, but I still will still have our elder speak these words.
Christian sisters and brother, Taylor, Lynn, Deborah, and Eric, servants in Christ, you stand before this Christian community ready to embark as Christ's servants. Before you go to serve with the Helping Appalachian Rural People Mission in Caldwell, Ohio, hear the word of the Lord concerning service. Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
The Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatians, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ."
To the Christians at Rome, Paul explained, "Love must be completely sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord."
Do you wish to serve so that others may see Christ's love through you?
Yes, we go to serve as Christ served us and gave his life for all.
Will you, to the best of your ability and with God's help, be faithful in your calling and loving toward those called to serve with you?
Yes, we go to serve in love for God and each other.
Will you obey those in authority over you, seeking the best for all?
Yes, with God's help and guidance.
This being your pledge, we send you out to serve. Remember, the Lord will give you as a reward what he has kept for his people. For Christ is the real master you serve. He will bear you up on his wings and guide you on your way. He will be with you. Go and serve in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father, we thank you for these servants. Keep them safe from all harm and danger. Grant them your spirit and enable them to help your kingdom grow. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for our redemption in Jesus Christ, for the work of the Holy Spirit in bringing us to faith, and for adoption as God's children through baptism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Spirit to be granted to all people, that in hearing the word they may be brought to repentance and confess with us their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of the Holy Spirit, that all churches may confess truly and faithfully the word and live in harmony of doctrine and life, in anticipation of that day when we shall kneel together at the Lord's altar, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For parents and children, that they would be given the courage to love as God has loved us, and be united in their common life by the Holy Spirit to know Jesus and serve him, and that the Lord would bless the single with chastity, protect the orphan, and defend the helpless, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's blessing on all our work activities, for the safety of all medical, emergency, police, firefighting, and military persons, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, our governor, and all elected and appointed officials, that in their stewardship of the nation and state, they may be faithful and serve honorably for our benefit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the afflicted, the grieving, and the dying, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Tony, Bryce, Mary, Carlene, Pastor Tim Heine, Pastor Shivey. We pray for all suffering from drought and tornadoes. And we bring before the Lord the petitions of the friends from our food pantry. We pray for Eddie and Diane in the hospital, for T.S. that he may get a job, for Donna, a liver transplant, for families of Lisa and family of Frank and Donnie, for Linda, for Paula's health and financial situation, for Brandon, for Dennis and family, for Larry, Harold, and Eunice, for the health of Don's heart and lungs, for the safety and health of Mercedes, who is working among immigrants, for the health, medical care, and healing of Loretta and Joanne, for Linda's cataract surgery, and for the safety of all America and all citizens of the world, and also all those we name in our hearts silently. That they would be given healing, peace, and all that is needed, so that they may endure their illness confident of the Lord's presence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
I add also a petition for our harp team, that they may go in safety and the Lord's blessing, joyful in their work, protected from all things, depending on the Lord in all situations. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Blessed Father, your Son was a voice that spoke all things into existence, and your grace still preserves all that you have made. You did not abandon your people when they abandoned you, but you have delivered us by the blood of Christ. Grant us your Spirit, that we may know your word and keep it in faith through all the days of our earthly pilgrimage, until we are joined with faithful Abraham, with patriarch, prophet, apostle, and evangelist, in your presence forevermore, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray the collect. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity in the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray the morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.